Okay, now let's go to Jerusalem. We're going to be talking with Rabbi Yoel Karen. He's the man who covers the preparations to build the next temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And in addition to that, he covers the activities focused on the Temple Mount. I want to get to the story about the Canadian Prime Minister not being allowed to go up onto the Temple Mount. And I want to talk about the people that stopped the Prime Minister from entering this sacred Jewish spot. But first, late breaking news, there seems to be in the media throughout the Arab and the Islamic world, Rabbi, a report about our good friend Yehuda Glick. He used to head up the organization, the Temple Institute, the people preparing to build the next temple. He now heads up an organization, a conglomerate of other groups who want to go up onto the Temple Mount, want to teach up there on the Temple Mount, be prepared to put that temple in the right spot in that very sacred piece of real estate when the time comes. They've been talking about Yehuda Glick leading a bunch of radical Jews that are climbing all over Al-Aqsa Mosque. Talk to me about what's in the press in the Islamic newspapers.
Yeah, that was actually, I saw two different reports coming from Iran, claiming that there have been several from in the Palestinian news and Jordanian news I've seen again and again, talking about radical settlers breaking into the Al-Aqsa Mosque, running rampant all over the Temple Mount complex. And the two from Iran actually claimed that last week the settlers managed to go up and climb over the Dome of the Rock. So, of course, that's not true at all. No Jews, no non-Muslims whatsoever are even allowed inside the Dome of the Rock. So I don't know where they're getting this. I mean, it's just typical distortions of the facts. But the fact is that our good friend Yehuda Glick is doing a lot to rile these guys up, because they're really abuzz right now with Yehuda Glick and what they call the so-called radical Jews breaking into the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Well, does not Yehuda Glick, along with you and others, simply have the desire of taking Jewish people and even Christians up onto the Temple Mount for the purpose of teaching up there, showing where Herod's temple stood, where the next temple is going to stand? I mean, your purpose is education more than radicalism, is it not?
Absolutely. Well, yes and no. I don't think anything that I want is such a radical notion. You know, Rabbi Chaim Richman, a good friend of mine, he takes up Jews and Christian groups every single day up to the Temple Mount, and in a very peaceful way, always obeys the instructions of the police, never cause any trouble up there. But the bottom line is, the Arabs don't want us there at all. They don't want us on the Temple Mount at all. They don't want Jews there. They don't want Christians there. They don't want anyone but Muslims there. And the truth is, we do want more than just to go up as tourists. We want to be able to go up and to pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the way that we see fit. In the only one and only place, I won't say it's the holiest spot in the world to Judaism, it's the only holy spot to Judaism. There's the Holy Land, the Holy City, and the Holy Mountain, and that's it. That's all we have. So, I don't know. Is that a radical idea? Maybe it is a radical idea, but I don't think so. I think it's basic human rights to be able to pray in the one and only place on earth that God told me to come and do these things.
I tell you the truth, if it's a radical idea, it's a biblical idea, so we need to follow the directive of God's word. Well, this last week, there was an incident as it relates to the Temple Mount. The Canadian Prime Minister was on a state visit to Israel, and Prime Minister Harper wanted to have an opportunity to go up onto the Temple Mount. When he endeavored to try to get up there, the group, the Islamic Trust, the WAQF, W-A-Q-F, they stopped him. Now, was this an effort to make a statement, or did they have a real right to stop the Prime Minister of a sovereign country from going up onto the Temple Mount?
Well, I think the first thing we have to understand is what the WAQF is, and what kind of power and authority that they have. It's an Islamic trust. Before 1967, they were in charge of the Temple Mount, and they controlled the area. After 67, the Israelis took it over. We took back the Temple Mount, and Moshe Dayan made one of the most evil and terrible mistakes in all of Jewish history when he walked up, took his shoes off, walked up onto the mountain, sat down with the Muslims, and told them that we would maintain security control over the site, ensuring that it remain open for everyone to visit, but he would grant them, sort of toss them the bone of allowing it to be an Islamic place of worship only. So this is where they get their authority. The only authority that these people have is whatever the government of Israel and the Israeli police allow them to have. Now, I know I saw those reports also, and I haven't spoken to Yehuda Glick, but there's no way. The Waqf does not decide who goes onto the Temple Mount and who doesn't go onto the Temple Mount. That's only something that's decided by the Israeli Prime Minister and the Israeli police. So what most likely happened, and I'm almost certain of it, is that the Canadian Prime Minister had planned to tour Al-Aqsa Mosque and maybe the Dome of the Rock. And what happened was, once they discovered, and that is where the Waqf does have a certain amount of autonomy and control, is on the mosques themselves. Once they discovered that some of his personal Secret Service bodyguards were Jewish, they nixed the visit. So he probably, once he was told that because you're bodyguard, you have Jewish bodyguards, a couple of his, I don't know how many bodyguards the Prime Minister has, but a couple of them turned out to be Jewish. Once he was told that these Jews aren't welcome, and he refused to go into the mosques without them, he probably just nixed the whole visit to the Temple Mount altogether. Because they can't tell him he can't come on the Temple Mount. They can only tell him you're not allowed in the mosques.
So this was an interesting development with a sovereign world leader wanting to go up onto the Temple Mount, but because of Jews in his presence and accompanying him, they stopped that from happening. Do they really have the power to make those decisions, or is that under the sovereignty of Israel, which has been delegated to the Waqf?
Well, yeah, it's really been delegated to them. They really don't have, you know, like I said, they're allowed a certain amount of autonomy up there, but it's a well-known fact that you don't want to allow them to think they have too much power, and you don't want them to get the idea that their power is real and absolute. We want them to understand that we're giving you autonomy over these buildings because we realize they're Islamic shrines, and we're giving you a certain amount of autonomy here, but we're still the masters of this land and of this city and of this mountain. And so what the Israeli security forces will do is, from time to time, they will go in and they will take people on tours, Jews. They'll take Israelis, Israeli officials, different people they'll take on tours through the Dome of the Rock, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Solomon Stables underneath. And several times, videos of this have been leaked out where someone filmed. So it's done routinely just to let them know who the bosses are. So none of their authority is real. It's a complete joke. But to a certain extent, they allow them to have autonomy. It wouldn't have really looked good. The Israelis could have come in and overridden the Waqf's decision and allowed the Canadian Prime Minister to go anywhere he wanted, but it would have looked sort of like we were bullying them around. So I'm sure that was factored into the decision to just nix the entire visit.
Well, and in addition to that, Prime Minister of Canada is a very pro-Israel Prime Minister in his country. Have stood with the Israeli government and, in fact, against their number one enemy, Iran. And they've done it consistently. Very interesting story, getting more of the insight behind it from our good friend Rabbi Yoel Karen there in Jerusalem. I was talking the other day with Rabbi Chaim Richman. You mentioned him just a moment ago, one who takes people up onto the Temple Mount to teach them. And he brought to my attention Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2, where it says the Temple Mount, Jerusalem basically, but the Temple Mount will be a cup of trembling, a place of controversy. And he thought that he could really say we are living in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2 today. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's finally happening. You know, I've been in this country for 13 years now. And I mean, really, I mean, you think of that, that's nothing. You've been in Israel for decades before I ever got here, but it just seemed like nothing ever moved, nothing ever happened. But all of that is changing now. We're starting to see more and more change and movement, and we're starting to see that critical mass that we've been looking for all these years.
Ah, praise the Lord. Rabbi Yoel Karen, a distinguished broadcast partner with us right here on Prophecy Today. Invaluable is the fact that we can make contact with him, and he'll give us his reports. Rabbi, thank you so much. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks for having me.